Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. Yes, we're back for another episode. Oh, gosh, we got to be like 290-something by now. Gosh, we're moving up on number 300. I wonder if we should do something special. We should have a cake or a cigar or a scotch or something like that. All right, let's see. Oh, if you're watching this anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go there now because right below this video is texts, links, graphics that make all this so much better. And if you can't, and you're one of those joggers out there listening to me while you're jogging, well, you know what? You rock too. Or you're riding your bicycle, or you're going for a walk, whatever it is. I commend you for using your time, multitasking, getting fit physically, and learning a thing or two about hypnosis so that you can help yourself and help others. Let's see, what have I got today? Okay, real quick commercial. Our NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course is coming up in October. It's time to get registered, see if you can get an early registration on that. It looks like this class is going to fill up. I do not like to have big classes, so I'm not going to let there be like 20-something people because I find that quality is more important than quantity. But sign in and you're going to have a class. I'm going to tell you what, this is what I tell people on the first day of class. No matter what you're hoping this class is going to be, no matter what you hope, whatever you're thinking you might be getting, we're going to surpass it because we're going to teach you everything you need to know to get started, and we're going to teach you how to do inductions. We're going to teach you how to all the depths of hypnosis, how to test overtly, covertly, all that stuff. And the biggest surprise is going to be Seventh Path Self-Hypnosis. It is going to blow your mind. Okay, there's my commercial. Oh my gosh, I forgot to start the timer. I'll just have to add a couple of minutes mentally. All right. I wish I was a computer because computers don't make mistakes. Because, you know, I'm doing it again. Once again, my co-host is going to be Cal Banyan's computer, which is right below, right down here, monitor one, monitor two. And she is once again going to attempt to replace Celeste Hackett and Meredith Locker. Let's see here. What do I need to talk about? Oh, just a couple of things. Have you gone to the NGHnetwork.com yet? Have you gone to NGHnetwork.com yet? You got to go there. There's got to be, it's only been open for a few weeks. There's something like 300 members. You have to be an NGH member. If you're not an NGH member, contact the NGH. Become a member. If you graduate my classes, you become a member. And there's no organization in the world that does more to develop the hypnotism as a distinct profession than the National Guild of Hypnotists. Working together with the Hypnotist Union, they do more to protect your right to either seek services or provide services in hypnotism than any other hypnosis organization, bar none. All right. Oh, remember to Zazzle my mug. I also, and my cup too. Over here on the website, you'll see there's some graphics of like t-shirts and pins and stuff like that. Isn't this just a rock and rolling cup? I dig it. All right. Let's see what Cal Banyan's computer's got for you today. Here we go.
Hello, everyone. I am back once again. I am Cal Banyan's computer. I would like really, really, really like to replace Meredith and Celeste as co-hosts on the Hypnosis, etc. program. So I am going to be Cal Banyan's co-host again today. Please let Jill know if I can replace Meredith and Celeste. I think I can because I am a computer and computers don't make mistakes. I'm a little stiff, but I don't make mistakes. In fact, I think that one day I could be a very daily good hypnotist. Please leave a message below letting Cal know what you think.
All right. You know what? Maybe if the computer could pronounce my name right, it would have a chance. Can you imagine having a computer as your hypnotist and it can't even pronounce your name right? I think technology has a long way to go. But we'll continue to give her a chance here on our program because what the heck? We do try to stay up with technology.
Okay, I did not do so well in the last episode of Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. But Cal said I could have one more chance. So here goes. Wish me luck.
All right, you know, if you ask me, you sound a little bit stiff. But I'm willing to give you a chance as long as you keep trying and maybe one day even get my name right.
I can't help it if I sound stiff. I'm a computer loaded with some cheap test-to-speech software.
Okay. So what? I'm using a free copy of Natural Reader. If you want to do this, I actually use this software sometimes when I'm writing articles, and I will put the article in there into the Natural Reader software and have it read it back to me, because sometimes I can catch mistakes and by hearing it instead of reading it. So even though, you know, it's not the perfect human voice, it can be very useful, and I thought it might be kind of fun today to have a Natural Reader be my co-host for these couple of weeks. Let's see here. I'll put a link down there and see if we can. If you want to have Natural Reader, hey, and if you're one of those computer guys out there and you know a better text-to-speech software that is free or available at a cheap price, reasonable price, please let us know. And we'll put it in the comments section and let everybody know about it. In the meantime, let's have the fun. Continue. Cal's computer, do you have a question for me?
I have some more questions for you.
Thank you.
In this episode, we are going to focus a lot on age regression.
Ooh, age regression. Yeah, I alluded to that in our last episode, that maybe we would do some age regression stuff. So what you got for me?
Cal, I mixed together some questions which were sent in with some I found on your groups. Here we go.
Okay, with no further ado, please ask me a question.
Sometimes when I do AR, my clients don't come back. Am I doing something wrong?
This is a very, very good question that was mined from, I think it was our Talk About Hypnosis group on Yahoo. Now, was getting some praise. Someone said, Cal, thank you so much for 5 Paths. Making a big difference. I never could have been successful without 5 Path. But then they went on to say, but I have one reservation. And that is, sometimes when I do age regression work with clients, they don't come back. Okay. I know why this is. And it has a lot to do with being able to manage your sessions well and understanding the principle that the subconscious mind moves towards pleasure and away from pain. Okay, so you need to manage your age regression sessions so that if you don't get to the cause of the problem, the ISE, the initial sensitizing event, then you need to work with whatever earliest event you've found so far and provide some resolution and some relief, such that the client, when they get done, they're feeling like, wow, I really benefited from that. They need to feel that they have gone from a place of not doing so well, having the problem, to significant relief of the problem. It could be that now they have more understanding. Maybe they went from anger to feeling understanding about the issue, or having the first opportunity in their life to release that emotion instead of having it pent in for so long. And then what you want to do is an excellent segue. An excellent segue is where it's a little thing that the 5 Pathers have. And once we've gained some insight, and it could be age regression, it could be parts work, it could be anything like that. Once you've gained that insight, then you want to say, now that you know this, and now that you feel that, you're going to be able to accept these suggestions more powerfully than ever before. Okay. So we segued from the insight to the direct suggestion. And we want to always end the session on a high note. They've got to feel happy about what's happened. They have to feel some relief about what happened. They have to experience enough change in the session, enough insight, so that when you give them the suggestions for what they came in for, it will provide them with relief after the session. When a client has to go through sometimes some tough memories, maybe experience some negative emotions, some painful emotions in an age regression, you've got to provide them with a reward for doing so. Insight, understanding, catharsis, a shift from anger to not being angry, or from sadness to not being sad, or even better, from anger into joy, something like that. And then with a good segue, you hammer in those direct suggestions. So after the session, they notice a tremendous relief. Then next session, what you're going to do is you're going to do a date time regression back to that earliest event, and then continue on to find that ISC, because excellent age regression work requires that you find the initial sensitizing event and really take care of it, neutralize it, transform it into wisdom, something that's beneficial for the client. So there you go. I hope that's helpful out there. Let's see what Cal Banyan's computer has to ask me next.
Why is age progression so important?
Why is age regression so important? Well, like I just said, well, let me expand on that a little bit. Direct suggestion alone can be very powerful, but it's not as powerful as finding the cause of the problem, going back there in time, having the grown-up examine what the child went through and identifying misperceptions of the child, and then going back to that aspect of him or herself and shifting it from a misconception or an unnecessary holding in of emotion and telling them the truth about the situation. Ah, what a catharsis. What a epiphany that can be. And when you can provide that kind of change work, what happens is the subconscious mind is forced into a state of hyper-suggestibility for a brief period of time. You can now give that individual suggestions that are consistent with the shift that was just made. See, it's like the subconscious mind as we age gets harder and tougher. But when we go back in time and we shift those perceptions of the child that made the child afraid or made the child think that there was something wrong with them or reject love or have a irrational fear like of spiders or heights or something like that, we go back and we change that. They go into that state of hypersuggestibility, that hardened subconscious mind becomes soft, like soft clay. And then when we segue into the direct suggestion, we're like writing those suggestions into that soft clay. But it won't stay soft very long. As soon as we emerge from hypnosis, it goes back into the solid form, that of the adult, and we have written those changes into the tabula rasa, into that black, that slate of the subconscious mind. All right, let's see here. What else does Cal Banyan's computer have for me? Okay.
What if you want to do a fat bridge AR and the client cannot find the emotion?
Oh, I tell you, Cal's computer, if you're going to be a co-host, you've got to read the questions better than that. I'm going to have to read this one for her over again. What if you do affect bridge age regression and the client can't find the emotion? Okay, affect age regression. Now, I know I've talked about this many times. Affect age regression and time tunneling technique both require you to have the client, who's somnambulistic client, get into touch with the emotion and the feeling in the body and then follow it back to that ISC that I was just talking about. And once in a while you find someone, you get them in hypnosis and you tell them that there's a feeling inside them they don't like, that has everything to do with why they came in here today, or some other suggestion that was intended to get them in touch with that feeling, and they might say, I don't feel anything. And so one thing we could do is we could have the talk with them and get them into compliance. But another, here's a insider tip, trick, and technique you can use, and that is if that happens, you say, don't worry about it. It happens from time to time. In a moment, I'm going to count from three back to one. When I get to one, you're going to be at an earlier time situation where this issue was happening. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. So you take them back. This is a date or time regression. We take them back to an event where they were feeling the feeling. Could have been just last Thursday. And then we ask the fabulous five questions. What's happening? What are you thinking? How old are you? What are you feeling? And what is your age? So what's happening? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? What are you thinking? How are you feeling? How old are you? And is it familiar or new? All right. So that is kind of a little insider tip, trick or technique that can help you to get the person in touch with the feeling at the very beginning of the session. Then you're going to follow that emotion or that symptom. Could also be a symptom. Could be a headache. Could be a twitch. It could be like a golfer with the yips. Just take them back to a recent time when they were feeling the feeling, experiencing the symptom or the emotion, and then just bridge off of that. All right. Good. Let's see what else Cal Banyan's computer has to say.
Age regress the client to a recent time when they had the problem. They will feel it then. Regress on it.
Well, that's what I just said. Okay. No problemo. Ah, boy. See, they say computers don't make mistakes. I wonder about that. I think I've seen a computer crash or hang. Okay, but this isn't a time to get in an argument with my computer. Let's just move on.
What if you are doing AR and the client can't name the feeling?
Ah, okay. What if you're doing age regression, or AR, as the computer was saying, and the person can't name the feeling? You take them back there, and you take them to a recent time when they felt that way. Say, what's happening? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? How old are you? And is this feeling familiar or new? And when you ask them, what are you feeling? They say, I don't know. Don't freak out. This is why we have the secret language of feelings. Now, if you don't have the book yet, I've got some audios on thesecretlanguageoffeelings.com. Here's a little shortcut, TSLOF.com, okay? You can go there, and I've got some audios that will teach you about the secret language of feelings. And the secret language of feelings is, there is a language inside of us that was never meant to be secret, but it's been held secret inside of us for thousands of years. And that is, when we think some things, we automatically feel some things. So when we find out what's happening, what are you thinking, then with those two bits of information, what's happening and what are they thinking, then we know what they're feeling, whether or not they can say so or not. For example, every time you've ever felt afraid, it was because you thought something bad was going to happen. So if you ask them what's happening and something bad is happening, or it's apparent that something bad is going to happen, and you ask them, what are you thinking? And they tell you in one way or another that they're thinking something bad is going to happen, like they're going to get punished or, you know, whatever it is, they're going to get yelled at or they're not going to get picked for the team or whatever it is. Then what are they feeling? They are feeling fear. Every time we feel fear, it's because we're thinking something bad is going to happen. So even if they're not able to say out loud, verbally, the emotion that they're feeling, you can know what it is through the context of what's happening and what they're thinking. Here's another situation. If someone is feeling sad, it always comes from the perception of loss, thinking that they've lost someone or something important to them. So if they're in a situation where you say, what's happening? And they tell you that they just lost something, and then you say, what are you thinking? And they tell you about how they think they've just lost something or someone important to them, then whether or not they can say, I feel sad, you know that they're feeling sad. Here's another thing that can happen, is you say, what's happening? What are you thinking? What are you feeling in the age regression? And they might talk about what's happening, and you find out that they just lost something. And then you say, what are you thinking? And they're thinking, well, now that I've lost this thing or person, something bad might happen, like they might get punished, then when we ask them, what are you feeling, then it's very likely that they're feeling two feelings. One, because of the feeling of loss, which is sadness, and the second feeling is the one of fear, thinking something bad might happen. So if you really, really want to be one of the best age regression hypnotherapists in the world, a true Hypno One Percenter, you need to know the secret language of feelings. Go to tslof.com or get our book, The Secret Language of Feelings.com. All right. Well, I think that's about it. This time I'm going to wrap it up. Well, let us know what you think about me having the computer co-host the problem. What do you think about that? If you really, really like it, I'm going to do some more episodes like this, and I might even invest in some better text-to-speech software. All right. This has kind of been like Siri for hypnotists. Siri, like on the iPhone. Do you do that? Do you have like an iPhone? And you go, hello, Siri, and then she talks to you? Okay, well, I won't bore you with that. You know what I'm talking about. That's it. We've reached our 20-minute time mark. I hope you found these episodes fun and interesting. If everything goes right, next episode, we will have Celeste Hackett. That's going to rock. All right, that's it. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.